welcome to tonight's meditation session. We're happy to have you here. Please close your eyes and let your breathing be easy and relaxed, but full. Today is day 18 for the record. Day 18 of our 22 days together. Begin sending cords from the bottoms of your feet and your root chakra down into the earth. And inhale the energy of the earth up into your body. On every inhale, until further notice. Please decide that during our time together today, that you are willing to let go of the energies of other people that you may have picked up lately or in the past. And also stress intention that may be with you, that you are, during our time together today, willing to let it go. Some of it at the mere suggestion will leave quickly. Some of it will not. And let this be fine. As you breathe the energy of the earth fully up in your body, now thank the earth for always being available to you, a source of support. And also please call in your spirit guidance team and let them know that even if you are not sure who they are or how they communicate with you, let them know that you are open to receiving their support. Decide that you are willing to relax enough to receive their support. And let them know you are willing to learn their language, how it is they communicate with you, so that you know that you are not alone, you are in fact never alone. So thank them in advance and call them in for today as well as going forward. If you would like to receive energy work during this session, please make two decisions. One is that you are willing to be altered for the better by the vibration coming through the channel's voice. And the other is that you are willing to open to receive energy work from Metatron Jehudi as well as the channel Tom working in concert. If you say yes, please do so silently in your mind, and then in a few seconds we'll begin sending energy to you. An energy that is intended to tune up your whole being, beginning with your root chakra. We're beginning now. As you breathe the energy of the earth fully up in your body, please decide that in this moment, while we are here together, you are in this meditation session with us, that everything is fine and that you are safe. If this does not ring true to you, realize that doing this every day, it will become true. Daily practice of deciding that everything's fine in any particular moment when it is fine convinces parts of you that fear the future or regret the past to relax. Now please decide that you're willing to release tension from today, the last few days. Decide you cannot possibly use tension, which is a reaction of your body, a reaction of your mind, a reaction of your emotional field to things you don't want to experience or you've experienced too much or not enough of. You cannot possibly use stress and tension to tell you who you are. Decide you are willing to let it go and send it down through the cords into the earth and thank the earth for receiving these energies. The earth will always accept anything you need to get rid of. Do not worry about sending something negative. Now we begin activating the root chakra. Imagine this root chakra at your around your anus, first chakra, spinning gently. Decide that you are willing to find out that you are, in fact, always safe. That you are willing to find out that you are safe. decide that even if a community or family or loved ones in the past have not been supportive of you, decide you are willing to find out in what ways you are supported now. That you are willing to find out that you are supported now. We often spend a lot of time and energy asking you to move away from root chakra issues of the past, and this leaves a little bit of an empty space. We want you to fill it in with acknowledging that life actually gravitates you toward and brings you, magnetizes toward you, what you need to experience to grow as a divine being. So now, please decide that you are willing to explore the notion. To us, it is a truth. We want you to play with it. See how it works in your world. But from the soul's point of view, it is a truth. The mind does not like it often. But that everything that has come to you in your life, good and bad, joyful and painful, is in fact serving you. As you learn to go from making choices based in fear into making choices based in love or faith. What humans don't realize is that you draw all kinds of things to you because you're vibrating. I need to learn how to transmute this fear I have into faith. So you draw fearful situations or those that inspire fear, some of those that leave marks on your emotional and physical bodies. And then you say, well, clearly, you know, this is terrible. Clearly, I can't have faith. I can't relax. When you can transmute fear into faith, these things stop coming. So if you have faith, that everything that has come to you serves a purpose, even if you don't understand it right away, then you begin exercising this muscle of faith within your consciousness. Put your attention back on the cords into the earth, breathing this energy fully up into your body, thanking the earth, generating gratitude for this support. Thank your guides for always trying to get through to you when you're afraid or sad or grieving. They sometimes can't. When you're angry and desperate, they can't get through to you, but thank them for always trying. Let them know that you understand, that you are in a long-term process of learning how to go from fear-based motivations into love or faith-based motivations. And forgive yourself if you have not been open, but just decide that everything's fine. I'm willing to be open going forward. We want you to realize, not just when you speak to us, we want you to realize that all the time you are not alone. No human is alone until the mind and fear take over and the human closes the self off. Now breathe the energy of the earth fully up into your body on your inhales as you have been, and bring that energy up to your fourth chakra, your heart center. And decide, please, that you are safe, that everything's fine, and it is okay for you in this moment, sitting where you are, engaged with us in this way, that it is safe to relax and open your heart. And on your exhales, begin gently opening this heart and emanating an energy from it. Move energy out through your fourth chakra on your exhales, in other words, just as you have drawn it in on your inhales from below. Decide once more that it is safe right now for you to relax. Now, as you do this, we are going to activate chakras 1, 2, and 3 simultaneously. And we're going to do some clearing work here. So your job, just to be very clear, is to breathe the energy of the earth fully into your body, bring it up to your fourth chakra. On your exhales, open your heart, relax it, open focus on allowing yourself to relax, your heart open. And we're going to do work on 1, 2, and 3, and then add 4 and It will make sense when we complete. So now we're activating 1 and 2 together. And now 1, 2, and 3 together. Decide now that you are willing to be compassionate with all parts of you, no matter what's going on in your life. Decide that you are willing to forgive yourself for all the times when you created a lack of safety, when you created control or fear-based dynamics in relationship, when you didn't know you had the right to say no or didn't feel empowered or strong enough to say no thank you to treatment or a situation that didn't work for you. Decide you are willing to forgive yourself in every way through which you have kept yourself from doing what you know you need to do, to forgive yourself from all or regarding all choices you have made that were not based in love and self-respect and self-care, that you are willing to forgive everything. The image of you we want you to take with you is that every single day you have the option of what you generate. Every single day, you are in charge of whether you move toward fear or whether you move toward faith. Sometimes one can feel so deeply in fear that it can seem impossible to come out of it. And this is why we ask you to, for example, as we did earlier, we ask you lots of things about this to give you tips and tricks on how to come out of fear and into faith when it seems overwhelming. But for example, if you can get to the place where you can accept that the painful situation from your past was co-created by souls, so each person learns more about going from fear-based motivations into love or faith-based motivations, then this develops faith. This is why we mentioned that muscle of faith in your consciousness a little bit ago. So decide once again that everything is fine in this moment. Decide that you do not need protection. You do not need to wonder if you're safe or what will happen next. Decide that you are free to relax, to open, to receive the benefit of our time together today, as well as to gently let go and begin to melt away things you do not need. That the frequencies we share with you through the voice and also the energy work kind of root out things that don't belong. As you continue breathing the energy of the earth up into your body from the openings below, thank the earth again for always being available. Thank your body for telling you how your life is going, for nudging you to do this and stop doing that. Your body is always right. It is reflecting to you how your choices, attitudes, beliefs are going, how they are working out for you. Your body is not the enemy. The earth, nature, is not your enemy. Your body is an extension of the natural world. Decide that you are willing to hear its messages. Decide that you are willing to monitor how your body reacts to your choices of all kinds. It's easy to realize nutrition and healthcare, those kinds of choices. Exercise or a lack of exercise, your body responds, of course. Sleep, too much or not enough sleep, etc., all these things. But in general, to be aware of how your body responds to the relationships in your life, how it responds to your thought patterns. Realize that migraine or that ache. Realize that think about what you were thinking about the night before. Realize what you told yourself in the morning before it came on. Did you invest in fear or faith? Let your body be an ally in showing you how you're doing. Am I having faith? Am I relaxing to receive support? Am I willing to forgive all past decisions that seemed to be mistakes or failures? Am I willing to accept that all that has come to me in my life that has been painful as well as joyful, that these things are here for a positive reason, to teach me, to help me on my divine journey? On your exhales, begin relaxing that fourth chakra open just a little more. Decide it's okay to relax. You are safe here with us. You are, in general, actually safe when you know it. Decide that you are willing to say yes, please, and no, thank you when appropriate. Decide that you are willing to make choices that lead to self-respect and self-care. Relax, open that fourth chakra even just a little more. Now begin wrapping the energy that's coming out of your fourth chakra around your body to feed your aura, to feed your energy field. Encase it around you. Decide that all energies that you may have carried, whether ideas or self-image or thoughts or patterns from the past, whether energies from other people from the past or present, decide that all energies that cannot match this frequency of love that you are now generating must be sent down into the earth, and you are free of them. And thank the earth, of course, for receiving these energies. Focus on that for a couple of minutes. It may seem like an eternity, but focus on anything that I may have carried that cannot match this frequency of fourth chakra energy of love that I'm generating now, must leave and send it down through the cords into the earth. Focus on that seriously, please. Relax, open that heart even more. And now you are tuning yourself up. Is a tool to take with you to tune yourself up. Spend a few minutes really opening the heart and then say, great, this is the new baseline. Anything that can't match it, get out. That's how it works. And as you, over time, cultivate even more relaxation opening your heart, you will feel joy, not just a little energy or a little warmth. You will begin to feel joy. You will eventually beam when you are really accustomed to opening this heart chakra in this way. And so you get rid of more and more things that cannot match this ever-escalating or elevating frequency of love. Decide now that all debris that has come loose, floated to the top, that's ready to go, all energies from other people, decide you cannot possibly use any of these fear-based energies from the past. Decide to send them down to the cords into the earth and thank the earth for receiving those energies. And keep focusing on opening this heart chakra, knowing that everything that cannot match this frequency of love must leave and send it down, down to the earth and thank the earth. If you do this enough, some of you may feel this today, but if you do it on an ongoing basis, part of you may feel that you're a little empty or a little lonely because you've been so accustomed to carrying a bunch of energies that you cannot possibly use. Now there's more space. Fill it in with more fourth chakra energy, with more grounded root chakra energy. You can even do this process where I am always safe, first chakra, right? You move up through the chakras. I have the right to say yes, please, and no, thank you when appropriate, and I'm willing to do so. I'm ready to do so. Second chakra. Third chakra, all my decisions lead to self-care and self-respect. I forgive myself across time for all decisions that look like failures or cause pain. This is third and fourth chakra. And I'm willing to forgive everything across time, no matter what it is, always, the fourth chakra. You do that, it builds a foundation from the lower chakras up, and you actually begin to know that you're safe when you clear out enough energies. Your heart will not open if you do not know you are safe. Your brain says, how can I know I'm safe? And we say, decide, without question, that things are fine. This brings us to the end of our time together today. Thank you so much for joining us. We will happily speak with you tomorrow for day 19 of our 22 days together. And any energies the channel may have loaned to you during this process, he's calling back. Anything he may have borrowed from you, he's giving back. Please echo that from your perspective. Take care of yourself, and we will speak with you tomorrow. Good night.